Hello people and welcome to my Outbounds YouTube channel. I am back with another video. As you know, the World Cup has ended and we've got a returning guest, Kojo. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, bro. How are you doing?
Nah, man, I'm doing as good as we can do with today, man. Fantastic World Cup. And I'm here with my good friend Nick as well. How are you doing?
Yes, bro, I'm good. Thank you for the invite. We coolin', man, we chilling.
Yeah, obviously, because you don't have the background in it, so just before we go into the World Cup, I just need you. Whose side are you on?
Me?
The right answer, but yeah, Nick, are you Messi or Ronaldo?
You know what it is, yeah? I got more love for Ronaldo, but I acknowledge Messi as the greatest. That's my thing, innit? I was a United fan growing up, so I just got love for Ronaldo.
Yeah.
But you, yeah, for me, I can't not say Messi's the greatest. So that's where I stand.
I mean, really and truly, there's no wrong about answering the debate, even though it's good to be wrong sometimes. Thanks. But yeah.
He's not having it, bro. Kojo's not having it.
As you know, the World Cup has ended. And if you guys remembered when the World Cup started like 30 days ago, there was all the talk about the social justice issues and whether the World Cup should happen here and blah, 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 and how there's going to be a stain on the World Cup. Now the World Cup has ended. Overall, how do you think the World Cup has been? Kojo, you can go first.
I think football-wise, I think from what a lot of people are saying, I can agree. This has been the best World Cup football-wise. I think the football team display has been top quality. I think we've seen the most upsets, the most entertainment, the most drama. I think we've seen the most just unexpected things occur in this World Cup in our lifetime. So I think as a pure footballing reasons, I'll say this is the best World Cup ever. Obviously, I don't feel like it's matched the vibes of 2010 South Africa or previous World Cups in the summer, because even though this World Cup, you know, the pinnacle of all World Cups because of moments, but let's not lie, the World Cup is a summer event, and I feel like not been the summer, they kind of lose a bit of flavor. It took a while for the World Cup really to get going. Like, I only really acknowledge the World Cup really from, like I said, third group stage games, and that's a bit of a downer. But I feel like the knockouts, every round has had its great moments, every round has been spectacular. The final itself, the best final of all finals, FA Cup, the Champions League, the Open League, the Euros, the best final I've ever watched live. It was a great, great spectacle. So,
And Nick, how about you? What do you think of the World Cup?
Yeah, to echo what he's just said, football in sense, it might just be the greatest one. You've got so many like subplots in there. Like the Morocco story is amazing. The first African nation to get to the semi-final, that's lit. Messi versus Mbappe in the final, that's a lit story. Messi winning it, like in footballing sense, it was a great World Cup. It was. But the sort of like what taints it, I guess, a little bit is sort of the social injustice bits. Obviously, like we've heard about all the deaths prior to the tournament beginning in the construction of the stadiums and that kind of stuff and the human rights violations. Listen, it's a hard one. Obviously, I'm not the most educated in politics, so obviously everything I say comes with a pinch of salt. But there is that side to it that'll sort of stick in the back of your mind. But football does tend to overtake and just. Yeah. Take centre stage, and I feel like at this World Cup it still did take centre stage.
No, I think I kind of agree with you, because I think obviously when we got to the quarters and the semis of this World Cup, I did definitely think that, you know what, this World Cup is definitely better than the Russia World Cup, because I wouldn't lie to you a bit, I do think the Russian World Cup was a bit underwhelming in some aspects. I mean, great credit. I think even think the final wasn't even that, although you had a bunch of goals, but I don't even think it was that good to begin with when you look back on it.
I
think when I think of from World Cups, I can remember, you talk about the South Africa World Cup. And I think the World Cup to me that was the best one was the Brazilian World Cup. I think the whole like Brazil,
then you got it was the, good vibes, it was lit vibes.
They're in it.
You even remember the ITV theme song.
I can remember. I think even for some time I had that song liked on like iTunes or something, and I just listened to it like as a normal song or whatever. But I do think because of the way that finals played out, I do think it does kind of overtake the Brazil World Cup as well. Obviously, I can't speak of all the 2002s and 2006 because then you're just talking about highlights and stuff. But the World Cups you actually experienced, as you mentioned before, I think from a footballing, I just think it was just pure chaos. And I love chaos anyways. And the football as well was really good as well. You talk about the final, but even just the final aside, you still had the great matchups as well. You saw the intensity of like Argentina versus Mexico. You got England versus France, the Hulk and Walker stop and Mbappe and all that stupid talk and whatnot. And actually, it's Morocco first African team to reach the semis and whatnot. So, I mean, it's hard to argue with the whole. And obviously, I understand the whole social justice issues and blah, blah. And as you mentioned, we're not probably the most educated, but I do think every country has its flaws. I mean, the next one's going to be held in America, and I'm sure they've got a lot of social justice issues as well. So, I mean,
it won't be covered the same, that one. Yeah, it won't be covered the same in the media.
Yeah. So it's just a bit crazy. But I mean, talking about the World Cup, because as you said, we had a lot of great upsets and we all praised Morocco for, especially teams like Morocco and Croatia for the job they've done. Who do you think have won the biggest disappointment in the World Cups this year? Nick, we'll start with you.
I think it has to be one, and that's Belgium. It has to be Belgium. Because, like, I get they're a little bit past their prime, but it's tournament football. Like, you got a lot of experience there. You still got some youthful players as well.
Yeah.
But it was criminal. It was criminal for them not to make it out of the group stages. And as well, it's not even that. It's not even because, for example, Germany, they didn't make it out of the group stages, but they still had moments where they played really well.
Yeah.
Belgium never played well. They never played well. But even the first game against Canada, where they won 1-0, it was so undeserved.
Yeah.
It was so undeserved. So yeah, for me, yeah, it's got to be Belgium as the biggest underachievers. I'd say Denmark is maybe second, possibly on that list as well. I did expect a bit more for them. I think they only finished on like 1 point or something like that. They didn't do well at all. So yeah, those two
for the group as well.
Say that again.
Everyone expects them to come out of the group as well. And I think they had Australia and was it Tunisia in the group as well. So
yeah,
the World Cup, yeah.
And Australia made it out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Todd, what about you? What were your biggest disappointment of the World Cup?
I can name a few. Honestly, I agree with Nick. Obviously, Belgium, big disappointment. Even though I didn't think they were going to go that deep in the tournament, I thought max quarterfinals at best. Denmark, yeah, I was disappointed with them, especially what we saw in last year with the Euro against semi final. I was expecting them to make the round 16. Louise, let's be very real. But I think you guys are probably not going to say this, but I'm going to say it. You know, your goal is Portugal for me. They're a big disappointment in this World Cup. Yeah, I had a good group stage, what, winning two games. Obviously, a great round 16 against Switzerland, demolished them 6-1. Gonzalo Ramos, obviously, with a hat trick, wonderful goal. But if you think about it, right, Portugal, right, we lured them saying that they're one of the best squads in the world. If you're going to name top five, they're definitely top five up there with Brazil, France, and maybe England to an extent. The fact that they only got to the quarterfinals, losing to Morocco, is a massive, massive underachievement in my opinion. I don't feel like we Portugal have been criticised as much. Obviously, we've seen Fernando Santos, Santos being sacked, and deservedly so. I think he's massively underachieved the squad. You look at last year, the Euros, they flopped in around 60 minutes. They're a very poor Belgium side. So for me, I think Portugal have massively underachieved. For a team which have so much quality and depth, to only get to the quarterfinals and to lose to, no disrespect to Morocco, they did well, but you can't lose to Morocco. You just can't. With a chance to be potentially facing England or France. And I feel like, again, if they beat Morocco, you have a chance against France as well, because France not all that, let's be very real. Potentially, if England had beaten France as well, potentially a chance to beat England as well. There was a real pathway for Ronaldo to kind of get closer to that Messi status of being the undisputed GOAT. But Portugal as a whole were very disappointed in World Cup. The game against Ghana, for me, they played well in moments. Yeah, they had possession. And I'm not saying, not being biased here, but they played well in moments. Possession doesn't mean anything. Let's be very, very real.
No, I mean, I get, and Portugal are my pick, by the way, but I get what you mean with the whole Portugal take. I mean, when I saw the game against Morocco, I've never hated Bernardo Silva as much as I did in my life. I mean, I think he was arguably the worst player on the pitch. I mean, people are talking about Bruno, midfielder of the tournament, blah, blah, blah. But Bruno showed me what I've been saying about him. I don't think Bruno's that good, in my opinion. I think he's above average. And I think, you know what, yeah, the stats he puts up will allow me to say he's just good, but I can't put him anything over just being good.
Is it because he doesn't appeal on the eye? Like, he doesn't kind of seem like a flamboyant.
You know, if Bruno Fernandes was a striker, I could accept his play. But as a midfielder, I do think the lack of control he has on games, I think is a bit. And when you see a player that, and obviously I understand that a midfielder has to take risks and all that kind of stuff, but I feel like his risk to reward ratio is kind of poor. Like, he tries so many passes that just doesn't come off for me. And I do think he loses the ball a lot. His position on the pitch is quite poor. He can't dribble. I mean, I can list a bunch of stuff, but obviously he will get you the goals and assists sometimes. So that's why I say I can't put him above good. But everything you do say about Portugal and stuff, and by the way, it's not Ronaldo getting closer to Messi because Ronaldo was on the bench. But with everything you did say about Portugal, I do think
there was a reason for that though.
Yeah, because he's 37. But this is not Messi Ronaldo over here, because given what happened yesterday, I've got no goal at the moment.
Oh, Messi.
Oh, I can't believe you, man. Oh.
Yeah, no, because I've got no goal, because really and truly, I can't bring myself to say Messi's the goal. And even if I can, I just need to make sure I'm absolutely sure that he is the goal in my eyes before I make such reactionary statements. But anyways, back to the original question. I do think the biggest disappointment has to be Brazil, in my eyes, just because, I mean, you talk about Portugal, but I think people only really picked Portugal to go as far as they did just because of the side of the bracket that they were on. If they were on the side where Argentina, Brazil, Croatia and all them teams were, I don't think people would have picked them to go as far as they intended to. And you talk about Belgium as well, but I do think Belgium's golden generation was basically just Hazard. If you look back in 2018, and that's the one that is always fresh in my mind, I think Lukaku and KDB should be in prison right now for the performances they did in 2018, letting Hazard down. And I do think Hazard was the player of the tournament in 2018. Obviously, they gave it to Modric. So, and you heard the way KDB was coming out talking about we're too old to do this. And there wasn't any, I think, after the way the 2020 Euros ended, I think this Belgium team kind of lost all belief. So, yes, I do expect them to come out of the group stage, but I did expect Brazil to win it all. And I think the way they went out against Croatia, and it was a bit frustrating as well, because the tournament that Mbappe had was the tournament I thought Neymar was going to have coming into this World Cup. I mean, you look at, and international football was a
he only played two games though.
No, true.
Two or three, maybe three.
Knockout stages.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not all Neymar, but I think international football was a bit weird. Whereas in, there's always a lot of weak points in everyone's squad, just because you can't just go and buy the best player. You're gonna have to pick whoever plays for that country. And I do think top to bottom, Brazil, by some distance, had the best team in that competition. When you look at, they had good defensive structure and good attacking structure. And to go out to Croatia, who are a good team, but they just struggled too much for Croatia, for my liking. Neymar as well. Now, I love Neymar as well, but it kind of frustrates me because it gives all the Neymar doubters more ammo to be like, see, we told you that this guy isn't who we said he is and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. Obviously, Portugal and Belgium are good shots, but with the expectations Brazil has coming into this World Cup, they just had to be my biggest disappointment.
I feel like with both Portugal and with Brazil, there was a little bit of underestimating their opponents. Because Portugal came up against the Morocco side, and I think that no one would say it out loud, but I think in many people's heads in that team, they'd be thinking, Morocco shouldn't have even got to this stage. We have the better players. We're a better quality team. We'll get through this. Yeah. And I think that Brazil looked to themselves and they thought, Vinicius, Neymar, Richarlison's balling out. We got a good team, and this Croatia side's a little bit old. But if you look at that Croatia side, if you look at that game, the midfield of Modric, Brozovic and Kovacic just outplayed them in midfield. Completely ran them out of the park in midfield. I agree with both Brazil and Portugal, but there was a little hint of, I think, underestimating their opponents, because throughout the rest of the tournament, they were good. I thought, even Portugal, I thought, granted, in the Ghana game, they weren't amazing and not, they lost against South Korea, but against Switzerland, they were firing. They were firing. I thought, bro, they're going into the quarterfinals off the back of a 6-1 win. But yeah, I think they underestimated their opponents. And Morocco, to be fair, were just solid. They really were. Defensively, they were so organised. They got the 1-0 lead and they didn't really need to go after it after that.
Sure. I don't want to see no more Diogo Costa come to my tier anymore, because his World Cup was abysmal as well.
It was. The goal Morocco scored was on him.
Yeah.
It was on him.
And he had that shaky moment against Ghana as well, so...
Yeah,
in the last minute, when you get that chance to...
Inaki. Pumps and release clauses over on that side. But anyways, obviously, so we had that game yesterday, whereas in... People are talking about it being the greatest final they've ever witnessed. And I've seen people go as far to say it is the greatest game that they've ever watched. Do you guys agree with those statements?
I'll say greatest final in World Cup history, yeah. Maybe greatest final of all finals in football. I have to kind of revise that in terms of all the finals I've watched in my lifetime and watching this beautiful game. But in terms of World Cups, it's the greatest final of all. And I think that alone, for me, is a very high ranking, because the World Cup is the biggest stage in football. And I think Mbappe, Messi really kind of put on a great show for the world. So I feel like, for us to kind of give this sort of status, it's very fitting for, these two superstars.
I've seen Americans start giving respect to football now, saying I can see why it's the biggest sport. I was thinking like, hold on, we might have done something here. Because you know, them stupid Americans like to disrespect the sports too much. And I started seeing them talking about, this is one of the greatest games I've ever watched and stuff. So, it was a great... Obviously, in terms of greatest game of all time, I don't know. I think what can make it the greatest game of all time was the magnitude of the game. Because, World Cup only happens every 4 years. And I think up until the 18th minute, I think Argentina were in complete domination until Otamendi had his moment, and then it was just game on from there. I mean, I think you see that Mbappe second goal, yeah? I jumped up really? Like a bench. Like, I jumped up out because two goals in like 2 minutes and...
It was 90 seconds, bro.
Yeah, it was just...
Bro, I screamed my yard down, bro. I just couldn't believe it.
I thought it was done, fam. I also was like, damn. I ever started counting, because you see people talking about Messi pictures are coming out at 7 o'clock. And the next thing you know, there was no more Messi pictures are coming out at 7 o'clock. And is Mbappe, is him, and all that kind of stuff. But, Nick, what do you think of the, is that the greatest game you feel like you've ever seen?
It's hot. Well, if we're talking about the greatest final ever, like, it's very hard, obviously, given our age. We wouldn't have watched every single final. Even if we're talking about World Cup, we haven't watched every single World Cup final. It's very hard to say that. In terms of my lifetime, World Cup final, 100%, it's easily the best. Easily the best. The only other ones that maybe comes close is 2006, when Zidane headbutted my man, got sent off. It went to penalties. That was obviously drama and everything else. The 2010 one was decent as well. They all had drama, but this one, because of the magnitude as well, because of Messi versus Mbappe, it has to be up there for the best World Cup final ever. But the thing is, there is a lot of great finals out there in other tournaments. Like, if you talk to a Liverpool fan, they'll tell you 2005 Istanbul, Liverpool versus AC Milan was the greatest ever. They were 3-0 down, they came back to 3-3 and then won it on penalties. So it also depends on your perspective, but it's up there. Like, we feasted yesterday. Like, my jaw dropped countless times. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Like, even at the end when Leo scored and you're like, he's done it, bro. He's done it. Like, he's accomplished it. He's won it. And then they get a penalty and you're like, what? So, yeah, it's up there. It's up there, man.
And obviously, I don't particularly know how highly you guys ranked Mbappe before, but does this change your perspective on him in any ways? Because what's crazy is Harry Kane, in a less pressurized situation, had opportunities to do what Mbappe did, and he skied the penalty. And everyone was making excuses, saying that it's not easy to take two pens in a row against the same goalkeeper and all that kind of stuff, which is true. But I do think that's what the greats are made for. And Mbappe
took three. Yeah.
Mbappe took three, and he scored all three of them. And the thing is, it's a bit crazy because people never give Mbappe his true respect, maybe because of the league he plays in. Like, I was seeing people talk about Haaland is better than Mbappe and all that kind of stuff. Now, I didn't need this game to tell me Mbappe's better, because it's a bit international football. Haaland will never get opportunities to prove himself like this because he just doesn't have the team. But does this change your perspective on how you view Mbappe going forward now?
Personally, I think prior to this game, I was doing back on the truth. I think this tournament, for me, kind of reminded me, not kind of introduced me, but it reminded me that this guy is phenomenal. Like, this guy is seriously a generational talent. Like, what he's been able to do consistently for his country is just breathtaking. Like, he's 23, he's got 12 goals already. Just think about it. Let's keep it. He's 23. He's got, listen, another, what, let's say two more World Cups in him, God willing, you know what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Let's be real, he'll get past 16 goals, which is the record, which is Miroslav Klose. He can't get that. That's ridiculous, bro. And it's the goals he's scoring, because people say it's the goals, yeah? It's like how many goals you score, but it's how you score them in the moments you do it. It's how you take the goals. The goals he scores are just breathtaking, man. The one against Poland, the two goals he scored, the brace, woo! I'm in the goal yesterday, bro. You got out of your seat, you screamed the half down. Bro, that goal was amazing. That moment, bro. The play, even just a link-up play, I think it was maybe Turan, was it? It's just a link-up play. And to get into space and that shot, just fantastic. So this World Cup, not this final, it reminded me of the greatness, right, in general. And I feel like overall, this season with PSG, was kind of shadowed a bit, because obviously Messi's been doing well with PSG. Neymar's been doing really well. So I feel like this World Cup has really kind of put the line on him. And like, this guy is the truth. This guy has now taken the mantle from Messi, and this is his world now. This is his world now, to be truthful. So, yeah.
It's the passing of the baton, that game. Yeah. It was Messi won, but it's clear who's up next. He's on the throne. The thing is, like, it's hard, like, sometimes, because you almost forget, because I'll be honest, I don't watch the French league, really. I might watch the off game, like, if PSG's is playing, I might put it on, but I don't really watch the French league. And so you forget how good, how talented he is. You get reminders in the Champions League, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's when you watch someone week in, week out, you realise how great they are. But in this tournament, Mbappe, firstly, you see when people talk about Maradona, yeah? And the reason, one reason why they hold him in such a like high stature is because they say in 86, he carried that Argentina team on his back to the final to win. Mm. He didn't carry France to the same extent, because Griezmann was balling out, Giroud was balling out. They had obviously good players all round, much better than that Argentina side. But there were moments where he carried that France team at 23 years old. Like Kojo just said, he's going to break that World Cup goals record. And when people talk about him and Erling Haaland, when you're talking about a pure footballing sense, Mbappe is clear.
Yeah.
He's clear, bro. When you pure football, like you're dribbling, you're passing, everything to do with football, he is so much better. Yeah, go, Kojo.
I'll let you finish that, Nick. But yeah, I agree with you. I think footballing reasons, if we're looking at the football perspective, like pure footballing perspective, Mbappe is clear all day with Haaland. I think the way you look at Haaland, where you kind of give him a lot of praise and where you're going to put him in this sort of status, is when it comes to goal scoring. As a goal scorer, he's phenomenal and probably edges Mbappe just slightly. But in terms of pure footballing, viewpoint, you know, movement, dribbling, control, it's all Mbappe. And I think that's what also comes down with this Messi Ronaldo thing. Obviously, we're going to get into that more later on, but if you look at the proper footballing sense, you know, you're going to edge Messi. Goal scorer, you're probably going to say Ronaldo. So I feel like it's kind of very similar towards Mbappe and Haaland. And them two potentially could be the forefront of this next debate that we could see in football for many years. So,
yeah,
100%. Yeah. Just because what's even, I think, with the whole Mbappe thing is, up until yesterday, Ronaldo was the goal, my goal anyways. Now I've got no goal. But I think what is even a bit different from the whole Mbappe and Haaland thing compared to Messi Ronaldo is, I think on the eye test, even like, I'm not even stupid enough to say Ronaldo's a better footballer. I think Messi was clearly a better footballer than Ronaldo. But I do think the same way Mbappe is a better footballer than Haaland, I do think what Haaland will not be able to do that Ronaldo's done is have the accomplishments to match the accomplishments Mbappe is going to get. I do think Mbappe will go on to win like numerous Ballon d'Ors, more trophies than Haaland, that by the end of the careers, it wouldn't be a conversation. Now, and I like Haaland as well, but I just
do. It's hard, bro.
I just think there's like Mbappe here, and then there's Haaland like over here as well. But
only thing I want to say, I'll comment on that quickly. Yeah. Only thing I'll say with that is nowadays, a lot of the accolades you win like on an individual level come down to how many goals you score. And the thing is, this man just, he scores goals. You know what it is as well?
Yeah.
If we're going into this next generation of Haaland versus Mbappe and who comes out as the GOAT at the very end, longevity is going to matter. It is. And Haaland can more or less, he's got, don't get me wrong, he can blitz through and break the line and get in behind and he can score that way. But for example, right now at Man City, when Man City are in possession, he just needs to be in the right position and score the goals. And he can score that exact type of goal for the next 15 years with no problem. The only thing I'll say about Mbappe is that his speed, his quick feet, especially his quick feet, is a main part of his game. And in the same way we've seen Ronaldo lose that and he's had to change his game, can Mbappe, when he loses the pace, when he loses the quick feet, is he going to be able to adjust like Ronaldo did? Because he doesn't have the stature or the strength like Ronaldo. So I think longevity is going to matter. And I think towards the end of career, that's going to become a thing.
No, that's really a fair point. Wait, so just quick yes or no for both of you. Do you think Mbappe has a chance of entering the goal debate when it's all said and done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and speaking of, as you can see, Messi did go on and get the only trophy missing from, even though I don't know if he's won all the French domestic competitions, so there might be trophies missing there. But he did finally go on and win the World Cup and stuff. And to me, it might be a bit crazy to say, but I think this is Messi's real first international trophy, just because Copa America happened like 4 times in 6 years. So, I mean, I can't really respect it like that compared to like the Euros. But I do think what he did with winning the World Cup, the amount of clutch moments he scored, even though he scored a bunch of penalties, he still has to score them regardless. What do you think this means for Messi's legacy? Now, obviously, I think you guys already thought, but I know about Cody, but Nick, did you think Messi was the GOAT before he won the World Cup yesterday?
Yeah. Okay, so, like this, for me, it cemented it. But like, yeah, if you'd asked me a month ago, I would have still said Messi, yeah.
Okay, so what do you think this World Cup has done for his legacy in terms of going forward? Because I think I've seen people say stuff as in, before he won the World Cup, Ronaldo was doing the debate for some people. And now they've said Messi has now taken it to a step further, talking about how he's the greatest sportsman of all time and stuff. What do you think this World Cup has actually done for his legacy beyond football?
I think that in what I just said, so I said before, yes, that a month ago you would have asked me, I would have still said Messi. But there has been times throughout both of their careers where I've gone Ronaldo. Nah, I'm going to say Messi. I'm going to say Ronaldo. I think this World Cup would have swayed a lot of people who, like myself, may have been on the fence as to who was the greatest.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, though, in my opinion, the biggest thing with this World Cup is us here in the UK, everywhere else in Europe, everywhere else in a lot of different countries, when we watch Messi, we already acknowledge him as the GOAT because of the Ballon d'Ors, the Champions Leagues, the way he plays, everything he does, right?
Yeah.
But in Argentina, they viewed Maradona as the GOAT because they saw Maradona as the guy who led them to the World Cup and won it for them. Messi, at the international stage, had let them down time and time again. A lot of Argentinian fans have turned on him. So this time round, he's been the star in a fairly average Argentina side. He's led them to the World Cup and he's won. So I think the biggest thing that this has done for his legacy is in his own country, not outside of the country.
I totally agree with Nick. I think it's a very good point. I think I've always believed, well, again, like Nick, I've always fluctuated between Messi and Ronaldo because I grew up loving Ronaldo, massive Ronaldo fan. My United, you know, we adore the guy. He's on my influence of just watching football. I also appreciate and love Messi, just the way he plays the game, everything about him, the way he goes about it, his iconic moment. So for me, I always fluctuate between who's actually the best between them, innit? I'll say the last 2 years I've gone with Messi is my goal, and I think this World Cup win has cemented it. I feel like if you look at it in a way, and I agree with your point, Rich, how you feel like this is his first proper major international trophy, because with Copa America, like, no disrespect, the only real team which are going to challenge is Brazil. And he won it, I think, 17 times. So I don't really hold the Copa America to the same stature as the Euros or even AFCON, in my opinion, personally. And the fact, again, like you said, this happened so many times in the last, 6 years? I think four times in the last 6 years. You can't really have that much respect for a competition, which has become regular. Like, it doesn't really hold that same value as the Euros or AFCON. But I think why Messi, for me, is cemented as the goal. I just, again, if we're being very real here, guys, his other team's not good. They're not a great team. They're not a... If you take Messi out, this team is not a top three team in the world. I don't think this team even gets a semi-final without Messi. Without his influence there, without him being on the pitch, this team doesn't make past the quarterfinals. They're not a great team. right? Defensively, again, they were exposed many times by France. Surprising, especially from, you know, extra time. Martinez is a good goalkeeper. I give him that. He's a good goalkeeper. He's done well. But if you take Messi out of this team, there's nothing really going for Argentina. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, for me personally, the fact that he's actually won the World Cup, he's carried his team at the age of 35 with so much scrutiny from his own country. Again, you know, losing the first against Saudi Arabia. An embarrassing defeat. An embarrassing defeat. Everyone's calling him washed. Everyone's saying this team can't do it. They don't have no chance. And he said one thing, Messi. Don't lose faith in us. We won't leave you stranded. I promise you. Don't lose faith in us. We won't leave you stranded. And the fact that he's fulfilled that message, fulfilled that promise, for me, it just encapsulates his greatness on another level. And the fact he's taken Argentina to two World Cup finals, Ronaldo's never taken Portugal to a World Cup final. He's never taken Portugal.
Just touching on that lastly, because as I said before, I've got no goal. But before this, he won the World Cup and stuff. I would say Ronaldo is the goal and all that kind of stuff. Now, the reason I haven't gone over to the other side and say, you know, Messi is definitely the goal is because of the question I want to ask is how much should a World Cup move the needle in the goal debate? Simply because now, I think as a footballer, I think winning the World Cup is probably the greatest prize that you can ever win as a footballer just because of the pride of doing it for your country and whatnot. Saying that, you mentioned how the Argentina team isn't that good without Messi and all that kind of stuff, which I can't kind of agree with, but I do think this same Argentina team is probably better than any Portugal team that Ronaldo got to play with in his prime, if you get where I'm coming from. So if, as me coming in as a Ronaldo fan saying, oh...
No, I disagree with you, bro.
But you'll tell me the team later, innit? I don't know how much time in this thing, but my thing is, how much... Because if you look at, let's say, someone like Salah, for example... Salah will never get the opportunity. Does that mean someone like, for example, Salah will never get the opportunity to enter such debate because his country will never be in a position to win a world? Do you get a, what I'm trying to say is, as I said before, it is the greatest personal achievement I do think a player can win, but how much should it move the needle in terms of what other great players will have the opportunity to win such competition as well? Because it's, as you mentioned, with the whole Haaland thing as well, Mbappe already has a World Cup. You can talk about and Haaland going toe-to-toe for years, but Haaland would never get that same opportunity to win the World Cup just because his country would never have that same talent. So how much do you think it should move the needle?
So, you pose a very good question, and it's very hard to kind of give a definitive answer right now, but I'll say the World Cup does have an importance to overall glorify your status as the greatest of all time. Because if you're looking at players which have had that status in football history, Pele won a World Cup 3 times. Maradona obviously had that status, won it once, went to the World Cup final, lost to West Germany in 1990. Zidane was once, I don't think he was ever classed as the greatest, but definitely the greatest before they won the World Cup in 1998. So I feel like winning the biggest prize, it will always put you in the greatest or the greatest player in your position. And I feel like, again, with Haaland in the way, look, let's be real, Haaland probably gets a World Cup. May never win it, let's be very real. But I feel like these big competitions, it's always going to be associated with the player. Like, I don't think you can ever really change it, if that kind of makes sense. So Haaland can have a great career, get Messi's number domestically. At the same time, you're always going to refer back, look, Messi, in the team, you know, that he did it with Argentina, this squad, which wasn't levels, let's be very, very real. I don't think it was even better than 2014 Argentina's team, really, because that team had more experience. Was able to win the World Cup against a good French side, which are before yesterday the reigning defending world champions. Again, Ronaldo, in a sense, you know, with these Portugal teams, with certain World Cups, again, kind of a meaty teams, he took them to at least a semi-final. You know, he took them to at least a quarter-final. It weren't great, but you still gave him a bit of respect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like within the time period, you've got to kind of look at it and say that, you know what, the World Cup has so much importance. You can't just say that, oh, someone can be the greatest without winning the World Cup. Because I feel if you say that, I feel you're kind of disrespecting the World Cup in terms of its history and its, you know, all the stars that it's built.
Yeah. And Nick, just final word, what do you think in terms of the question I just posed?
All right. If you're not from a nation that can realistically win the World Cup, that is a you problem, bro. That is a you problem. Walk down to your embassy and see if you can get another passport. Because, bro, the World Cup is... It's the biggest tournament. It's the biggest tournament there is. Like the, and you know what it is as well? And correct me if I'm wrong here, yeah. We talk about Haaland possibly going on to GOAT status, whatever you want to call it, the greatest ever, whatever. But there aren't really that many players, if any, that are on the same level of Messi, of Maradona, of Pele, etc., of Cruyff, or Zidane, that come from a nation who doesn't do well internationally. For the most part, the people who we discuss as the very, very best come from the naturally footballing nations anyway.
Except Ronaldo, but yeah.
Except Ronaldo, yeah. You know what? In fact, I was going to come on to that. Ronaldo has tricked the world into thinking Portugal are genuine heavyweights in international football, because they're not. Before Ronaldo, they had hardly made it to any World Cups. Yeah, they were never considered as a World Cup contender. Him coming into the Portugal side has elevated them, and so I'll say that. But to my point...
Well, they've had greats in the past, like Sebio, Figo, Rui Costa.
They've had greats, but they've never really done it. They've never really, like... No one's really looked at Portugal as a genuine contender to win the World Cup, really, ever. They've never really done that well. Before Ronaldo, they didn't even always qualify. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's huge. The World Cup's huge, man.
It looks like might be a debate we might need more time for. And it's something 100%. That I will definitely try and argue. When I go away, maybe like 2 months down the line when everything has settled, then I will try and pick a side definitively and see what's going on. But thank you for joining me. Nick, do you have anything you want to promote of yours?
Yeah, man. First, just Nick Some Talks. It's my Instagram and my TikTok. Go check it out. Football content there. Try to upload as much as I can. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's for you, Cordial. Do you have anything you want to promote? Or just shout out?
Yeah. As KO
So, yeah. I can't let somebody have to say that again because you just broke up.
That's KL_LDN08.
Oh, okay. Yeah, once again, I really appreciate you guys for jumping on. Welcome to another episode, or I don't know if it's called an episode, YouTube channel. Follow all my social media platforms, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and I feel like I'm missing one. TikTok and YouTube.
I was gonna say that.
outbounds_UK. Like, share, subscribe, all the good stuff. And we'll see you next time for another episode.